Okay, so let's get to it here. We are in the Shachar Simcha. Now he's talking about the problems with drinking. We said that basically Simcha has many dimensions to it. There's the regular happiness that a person is supposed to be an even-keeled person with a certain calm and samech bechelko, happy in his life. And that, the Rambam says, person can achieve basically throughout his life, be that way. Then there's schok, which is something that's out of the ordinary and a lot of times inappropriate, like being frivolous and leitzanos and those types of things. And we talked also about being happy with other people's downfall, their pitfalls, which is also a terrible thing. And even when people are messing up in Avodas Hashem, to be people who are happy because they're in a competition. Then we talked about people who are happy with Averis, people who are happy doing things wrong. And we talked about the fact that even people who do things wrong should at least inside have that guilty conscience. But the people who are actually happy with doing things wrong are very far from Hashem Yisbarach. And now we're talking about inducing happiness, which we're basically talking about this idea of substances. Again, the tachlis of Yanki, good to see you.
Good to see you, Rebbe.
You look good.
Thank you. How's Rebbe doing in Eretz HaKodesh?
We're doing good. We miss you, Yanki.
And we also miss Eretz Yisrael and Rebbe even more.
Thank you. So we're saying over here that the wine is a gift, and we're going to see soon. The Orchis Hadigim is going to explain what a gift it is, but wine is also something that's extremely dangerous and causes a lot of tzoras. So we're going to talk now about the dangers of getting drunk. People who are getting drunk in bars. In those days, they also had bars, right? The Sefer was written hundreds of years ago. They had these pubs and bars, and where people would get together to get drunk. A lot of this simcha sort of ended in pain because there were so many things that went wrong when people would get drunk, right? One of the common things that happens in bars is bar fights, right? They're even called bar fights. Why are they called bar fights? Because these are fights no one would ever have had if they weren't drunk. That's why they're called bar fights. These are fights that are caused by the base mishta itself, right? That's why they're called a bar fight. You can expect that when you're in a bar, there's gonna be a fight. Why are there no restaurant fights? Right? Or usually at sports events, there's not going to be just a fight, a brawl in the crowd. It's because people are not necessarily drunk. When there's drinking, there are bar fights. So people can get injured. Who has all of the anguish in the world? Who has all the suffering? Says Shlomo HaMelech, the people who drink excessively. Gama Navi Omer, Hoy Mashkime Baboker Shechar, Yerdofu. What was the people who wake up in the morning to run after Shechar, after beer? Umachari Baneshev Yain Yadikim, and at night they're looking for wine. Now, what's the idea over here? First of all, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that one of the things that is terrible is one is called Shena Shachris, being asleep during the beginning of the day when the day is starting. What are you doing asleep? You know, people who get up very late, they don't have a life to live. So that's called Shena Shachris. A person should always start his day early. Always successful people get up early. And it's good even when you have very little to do to still get up early. Sometimes you might say, especially in this situation, what do I have going for me today anyway? I might as well just go to sleep. That's a mistake. You'll be more, a person's more productive just by the very fact that they're awake. Shena Shachris is basically giving up on the day. Someone who's sleeping during the morning hours, he's starting off his day with the lack of real ratzon to do. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that you will not be successful in that day. Then there's something called yayin saharayim, getting drunk in the afternoon. And what's the yayin saharayim? The yayin saharayim is also, it's midday. There's so much to do. This is not a time that you can afford to lose your das, right? So you have people who are waking up in the morning to drink beer, to run after beer. It's kind of a very sad existence because they don't even need to have their wits about them, right? Every person who's doing a job needs to have their wits about them. They can't afford to be inebriated or tipsy because they have what to do. People who drink in the morning and then at night they're looking for wine basically have no need to really have seichel. It's a pathetic situation. It's people who really don't need their das. They're not living a life that's really all that impressive. So they don't have what to do, so they don't even need to have their das. That's like the worst situation to be in. V'amar v'yakinor v'nevel tov v'chol v'yayin mishteim v'spol Hashem lo yabidu mazid l'ro. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, they're playing music and they're drinking wine and they don't see the world, the actions of Hashem. They don't contemplate them and they don't see the wonderful creations of the world, meaning the world needs thought and, you know, to see the beauty in the world and the complexity of the world, the hashgach of Hashem. This guy who's just getting drunk and turning on the radio, so he's not going to be attached to the message of the world, all the wonderful things. You know, he's not the type of person that's going to pass by a flower and be amazed by the fact, the complexity of that flower. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, my father's very into flowers. So he's been, because of this whole thing, he's in Yerushalayim now, Baruch Hashem, because he's been here since Purim. So one of his hobbies is that he's into flowers. So he's bringing all these flowers to his dira. So I'm seeing all these, when I visit him, I see all these interesting flowers. And it's mind-boggling that these things just come from the ground. They're so detailed. They're so symmetrical. There are so many colors. And it would be such a tragedy to miss these things. And there's so many variations of flowers. And it's really remarkable. So the person who's in a matzav of Yayin Mishteyim, as Paul Hashem lo yabitu, he doesn't notice a flower. Flower, you can barely walk a straight line. That this matzav is, he's not a thinker. And that's a tragedy because he's not really using his, why Hashem gave him his a seichel, to be able to appreciate all these things and to have depth. And he's wasting it away. Even Kohanim and Nevi'im, the Tochucha was saying, the Navi was accusing Chal Yisrael, we're getting involved in wine. Meaning here you have people of stature, they have no business being involved in wine. Whoever is involved in wine won't become wise. It also causes people to be leitzim. And it's just like, what is he spewing? He's not even making any sense, and he's saying all these ridiculous things. Whoever is involved with this all the time, will not have chachma. And I deal with this sometimes with Bachrim. It's like, you know, it's amazing. They have like this craving to just like, they use like the words like get smashed and trashed. And it's like just, it's such a lack of value of the Tzelem Elokim, a lack of value of the das that we were given. It's unbelievable. A person who is proud to be a Tzelem Elokim, a Yid, and treasures his das will never give it up. for just like to feel like happy. It's not what we do. Kasev Rabbeinu Moshe Maimoni, the Rambam says a shocking statement. Hakibutz al Ashtia Hamishakares, people who get together to get drunk, Roish Tietzaka Yoser Kherpa, it should look, be more disdainful to you. Yoser Miskabitz Anoshim Arumim Gulierva, more than a bunch of people getting together who are not dressed, walking around without clothes. What is the Rambam talking about over here? This is a funny thing. Why is the Rambam getting us involved in this, picturing people who are not dressed properly? What's the Rambam saying? The getting drunk should be worse to us than people getting together and not dressed? So what the Rambam is saying, and this is what he alludes to right afterwards, he loses the seichel. People who lose their clothes, so they look ridiculous and they look inappropriate, but they're still thinking individuals, so they haven't really lost their humanity. They're still human beings, so they have a certain mila. They have a lot of chisronis right now. They're really in a bad state. They're not wearing any clothes, but still, they are still at their wits are about them, so they have not lost their humanity. Someone who's drunk, though, even if he looks like a person, he's lost the very element of life that makes him a person, which is his das. And therefore, he's worse than someone who's not wearing any clothes. Because someone who's not wearing any clothes is just like an animal, but not really, because he's an animal with a seichel inside. But someone who gets rid of his seichel is really, really worse than everybody. Can you guys hear me okay? Because there is someone playing piano. I just want to make sure it's not too distracting for you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Everyone can hear me okay? Good. It's just good to know, because, you know, if there's someone playing piano, I don't know, it's too loud. And your Toby Perkal gave his thumbs up. Toby, can I see your face?
Hi, Robbie.
Hi, Dovi. How you doing?
Doing good. Looking forward for the news, man.
Okay. Steig for me, because I can't come to Pennsylvania.
I'm going to try. Do my best.
Okay, good. Anyway, so that's really the Rambam's attitude towards getting drunk. Very, very bad. Okay, now we're going to discuss the positives of drinking, which I would say this sefer is highly unusual for this, that he illustrates the positives of getting, of having drink, to drink wine at certain times. Again, this is not about getting drunk. Wine already does wonderful things from one cup, one glass. You don't need more than that. So let's see what he says. Amnam shtiyas ayayin tov ma'od bizman sheshtiya kedas. Wine at the right time and in measure is very good. Al minaga maskilim, like highly in big thinkers, kedar shamer shlomo, tnu shecher loved v'yayin l'mari nefesh, yishte v'yishchak risha v'amalil yizkar od. Wine has a way of soothing a person, a glass of wine, which is not going to get someone drunk, or even for some people too, everyone has their own tolerance, it sort of just calms you. That's the mila of yayin yisamach levav enosh, that if a person's having a rough time, so wine has this ability to calm a person, not to let them lose their seichel. If they lose their seichel, that would be bad, but just to make life more manageable, in the sense that they just had a chance to unwind. We all have different ways to unwind. You know, I don't know if I would pick wine. I personally don't like wine. I would probably pick a donut, I think. But wine has a properties that a donut doesn't have. It's misameach the person. It actually makes a person happy. And if a person is down, it could be that glass the wine could just make the day more manageable. So if you think about it, the wine here is not causing a lack of productivity, it's actually increasing productivity. Wine was even a staple drink. I mean, in France, is it true that in France it's still a staple drink? Is that true? Anyone want to comment on that?
I know it's a staple drink in yeshiva.
Chas v'shalom, Dovi. I don't know what yeshiva you're in, but in my yeshiva, what's that stuff? The tapuzit drinks, those orange drinks, are maybe a staple, but not wine. Dovi, I think you're getting amnesia from being in America for so long.
I think it's just from not being near the Mashkiach.
You're forgetting the good old days. So I think in France, they still drink wine. I don't know. I guess you guys are not as cultured as me. You don't even know what I'm talking about. But that's what they say. So in the time of Chazal, they drank wine as a staple drink. Because wine doesn't have to make you drunk. Wine is something that just is a powerful drink that's misameach. Wine causes Hashem to be happy and people. What does it mean, Hashem? So actually, Chazal darshan from here that this is why we put wine on the mizbeach, right? The concept of nisuch hayayin, which is a major part of avodas hakarbonos, is based off of this pasuk, yayin yisamach levavenosh. That wine is something that's a gift to the world. Uksiv v'yayin yisamach levavenosh, gam amar akasav ki tovim dodecha miyayin. We say that in Shir HaShirim, we use, when we praise, Avi, I'll get to you in a second, that when we praise the love that Hashem has to us, we say tovim dodecha miyayin. That the love is more than wine. Rabavi, I'm with you.
I sure remember Rabbi saying once that Enesh is the lowest level of man. So when we're referring to wine in a positive light, why are we saying it's Samech love of Enesh, which would be Adam or something like that? Why?
Wow, I like that. I never thought about that. It's really interesting. I want to think about that. I really like that point, but I never thought about it. It's a very interesting point. Let me see if we can find something on that. It's a good diak. Okay, so it says here, Mikol Eila Neda Shava Chayayin Kishu Kim Mishbara Chacham Mashosim Kishir. From here we see the greatness of wine when it's drink when it's drunk at its proper measure. Sheyigbar aseichel, it actually causes the intellect to get greater. Now here's something fascinating. Too much wine impairs the mind, but this amount of wine, a glass of wine, actually enhances the thought process. Sheyigbar haseichel al hayayin, the intellect is stronger than the wine. And it shouldn't be that the wine overpowers the seichel, which is actually interesting. There's a certain cap where first the wine just relaxes the person and allows them to think better. Then at a certain point, the wine overtakes the seichel. And the Orcha Sadikim is saying that you have to know how to use wine as something that only enhances your thought process and doesn't take you to a point where you're losing your judgment. So as soon as a person is doing anything at all in a conversation where they're losing their judgment, they're saying something dumb or they're like a little bit fuzzy, they've already left the level of where wine will help them. Wine only helps a person when he's as sharp and maybe even sharper from the glass of wine. But as soon as a person gets what's called tipsy or drunk, that's not what we're talking about over here. Which is interesting, because Bachrim, Dovi, maybe this is what you're referring to, but not from our yeshiva, but Bachrim don't understand what wine is without, sometimes without it hitting them very, very strong. And it's a mistake. The wine already hits from one glass. There's nothing to do with getting drunk. It's a certain calming feeling. That's why there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, that when a person has a revius of wine, they're already in a different state. Well, I'm not drunk. Well, I have high tolerance. There's no shaychus with that. It's a substance that's misamech. It's payel way before a person gets tipsy or gets drunk. The wine is already making the person more joyous. And this is a strange mistake that Bachrim make about wine. They hold that the wine's not doing anything if they're not tipsy or drunk, which is just wrong. See that wine has a property of making a person that much more calm and relaxed and just enjoying himself without anything other than just having a glass or two of wine. It does that. You don't need to be drunk. Sorry, we got cut off a little bit there. But I think let's leave with this idea. I don't know. Are we going to be having this VOD when people go to Pennsylvania? I think so. I don't know if the Pennsylvania Dickers will be there, but we have some Canadians here. We have some Lakewood guys. We have someone from Germany, someone from Queens, five towns over here. So I don't know. Dovi, you're going to be in Pennsylvania. Are we going to see you over there?
I'm going to be in Pennsylvania. I'm going to be on the Zoom Sharem too.
Okay, good.
The first 2 weeks, we'll not have our phone.
Okay, you're going to have reception up there and everything?
Yeah, I'm going to sneak my phone just so I can have Zoom with Rebbe.
You are so holy, Dovi. Unbelievable. I'm going to put that in chapter 38 of your Arzmo book. All right, guys.